Let's get reaction to the president's decision to pull the United States out of the Paris climate deal. The Maldives is an island nation in the Indian Ocean. The highest spot anywhere on land is less than 8 feet. And scientists say rising sea levels could consume most of the country by the end of the century. Joining us now by Skype is Mohamed Nasheed. He's the former president of the Maldives, who's now living in asylum in the UK after he was ousted in a coup. President Nasheed, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, you famously held a cabinet meeting underwater to draw attention to the threat of climate change. What's your response to President Trump's plan to pull out of the Paris deal?
Well, the Maldives is just 1 meter above the sea level, and it's a very fragile country. Slight changes to climate has big impact on the Maldives. And we know it's not just the Maldives. It's a number of low-lying islands and coastal areas. President Trump has sentenced us to death, really, and we seem therefore now to be on death row. But my view is that the vast majority of the people of the United States, and we are seeing that through governors of big cities, mayors of big cities, coming out and saying that they are going to stick with the Paris Agreement. So we now have come to a situation where even if world leaders, even if presidents and prime ministers go against climate change issues, economics has decided, money has decided, the price mechanism has decided that this is the renewable energy is the way forward.
Well, look, President Trump said that it was not in America's economic interest to contribute to a $10 billion green climate fund. Now, I have a feeling this might be important to the Maldives because it helps developing countries respond to climate change. Here's the president.
Beyond the severe energy restrictions inflicted by the Paris Accord, it includes yet another scheme to redistribute wealth out of the United States through the so-called Green Climate Fund. Nice name.
President Obama already committed $1 billion to that fund before he left office. Trump is saying that he will cut that money off. But what would it do? What would that money do for countries like the Maldives?
The United States cannot come out from this agreement outside the agreement unilaterally. It's a sovereign agreement. So there's a world order issue here. There's a rule of law issue here. You have to stick to the agreement for 3 years. So I think there's confusion here when the president says that he's going to come out of the agreement. Now, and then secondly, on the green fund issue, that the United States is not willing to spend $10 billion of aid for adaptation programs. My view is that there is private capital also available. And of course, the seed money coming out from the Green Fund is necessary for countries like the Maldives. For us to build an embankment, it costs us $4,000 a meter. And we have 2,000 islands. So this is going to be hugely expensive. So in many senses, we are now already spending a good amount of our budget on adaptation programs. We are spending more than for education. We are spending more than for health on adaptation programs. And please understand, we did not do this. The people of the Maldives is not responsible. Low-lying islands are not responsible for climate change issues, but we are having to foot the bill. There's another bigger issue, and that's also for the developed countries and for the United States and for industrialized economies.
So is there a role for those countries to play? Do you think that there should be a response to the U.S. decision to pull out of this accord? Should they push, for example, for a carbon tariff or some other tough response on the United States?
I think the United States cannot leave the received world order. And even if the United States wants to relinquish world leadership in many, many areas, I'm sure there'll be other countries who would step in. Now, can we take United States responsible for leaving the agreement? Well, I think the world order has ways and means of how we may be able to make countries responsible. And yes, we must make countries responsible when you move out from what you have already previously agreed to.
I want to ask you one final question, and that is, Is your government, the one that's in place now, because you were kicked out in a coup that was led by the former dictator of your country, is your country equipped to deal with this problem?
No, we do not have the necessary funds to adapt. We need to safeguard our shorelines. We need to get fresh water. We need to have a livelihood. Now, to do that, we must have assistance from developed countries. We're not asking for aid in that sense. But please understand, if that doesn't happen, what would happen is that a quarter of the world's population would start marching towards the United States and other developed countries.
Mohamed Nasheed is the former president of the Maldives. He now lives under asylum in the United Kingdom. Mohamed Nasheed, thank you very much.
Thank you.